Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And for those people that are familiar with Building Fortunes Radio, every Sunday at this time, we do a radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Now, Jody Bear and I met a long time ago. A friend had recommended her that I, you know, speak to Jody. And when we first got started, it was an amazing call. I always like to playfully say when we talk about this, there was just something about that call that was electrifying in a positive way. She was just like, there was just something you just felt like, you know, I'm going to be dealing with this gal and working with her in creative ways for a long time, probably for the rest of my life for sure. She was smart, hardworking. You could just tell from the nature of what she was saying. And I knew that we'd be able to build something, so Building Fortunes Radio was a perfect platform to be able to document her level of success. What I was unfamiliar with was how big she was going to be able to build this thing. So she's gone with home-based businesses. She's gone from traditional businesses. She's gone coaching programs. She started to do some podcasts as a result of me showing her like how to put her face on a webcam. Then she's doing radio shows, television stations, and you're never surprised with Jody Bear, just never surprised. And if you've been listening to the previous radio shows, you've heard that she's an international bestseller over and over again, and she recently released a book, and you would think that she would take a little bit of a breather, but no. Jody Bear, there's no breathing. There's no, as my friend Elmer Fudd says, there's no west for the weary. She goes for it. She is on the track for another book, and we have some great authors. I think we've spoken with many of the gals that we're going to be talking about here, and this is really something special. So it's a radio show we're going to do, and we're going to replay this one for next week as well because it's Father's Day, and I'll share with you, this is a book that's going to be based a little bit on faith, and in Florida where we are, we just had one of those Florida thunderstorms, like where the it just looks like you're in the shower like for 20 minutes and it just pours, and then all of a sudden the sky's clear, the heavens open, and it's time for Jody Bear's radio show. So Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter, for giving me my own radio show, and yes, tonight is a very special time, and yes, when you see the heavens open and all of the things that we have in Florida, it takes a leap of faith, and it takes faith, and this is one of these things that I will just say, I'm glad I took a leap of faith. I'm glad that we went in. I'm so fortunate. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just hearing me, the one thing that you should go back and listen to a few broadcasts, for those of you, I'm honored that you come on over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. You know, it's just say yes, jump in, take a leap of faith, even if it's a little one, because taking one step remains that you're going forward, and that is the name of the game. And just to do a quick introduction, because we're going to get into the heart and meat and the faith of the matter tonight. I am Dr. Jody Bear, known as America's top foundational health coach, now for over four decades. I've been able to, and humbled to say that over 30,000 of my clients have been able to lose 1.1 million pounds of toxic fat. And during the COVID era, as one of my partners, my guru, my teacher, Dr. Jim Marinakis, and I collaborated to create a product that was able to allow over 2,000 COVID-cultured people having COVID, going ahead and having, COVID syndrome after the fact, you name it. We've been able to have them restore, remediate, and reclaim their health. Very, very important. But the most important thing, because no miracle diet, no this, no that, no even home remedy, no homeopathic cure will heal itself, but the body, put in the right condition, will heal itself. And that goes with the spirit. That goes with the spirit. When the spirit is strong, The mind is secure. The body falls in suit. And that's what you're going to hear from my co-authors in our compilation book, Ignite Your Faith Tonight. But the good news, ladies and gentlemen, as a health coach and nutritionist, I must come back to this. It's not as important how many clients I've seen, how many pounds people have lost, how many, and kept it off, by the way, or clients that have reclaimed their health. The most important thing is the next weight lost, the next health reclaimed, the next person restored in this spiritual sense with our book here. It can be you. It can be you. Who knew that a little ponytailed brown-eyed girl from small-town Montana would have the absolute honor in her last year in her 60s to say that I'm a four-time best-selling author because I took a leap of faith. I decided that I'd never written before. It was something I wanted to do. Ladies and gentlemen, how many times are you out there and you say, this is something I want to do, but you say, no, I can't. No. This is the inspirational radio to say, I can, because CAN stands for commit, and from the Creator. A stands with attitude, and N stands for no matter what. You can do it. Do a Creator commitment. He's looking out after for you. No matter who you think your Creator is and who you call upon, He is the Creator of all. I'm going to come back to that tonight. Do it with attitude, abundance, and say, I am doing this no matter what. We have a saying in our family, NMW, no matter what. This is what these women have done, and this is what I know. Here I am four books later because I went in and said, I've never done it, but I'm going to do this. I went in because I saw the electrifying energy when I was my first speaking coaching with Les Brown, and I saw Les on the screen, and I could have just sat back, but no, I leaned in. So tonight, lean into these stories, lean into these inspiration, because I leaned in and I met J.B. Owen, known as the Pink Billionaire. I saw that hair and I go, I got to be with her. And she was saying that she was doing a compilative book, an anthology book with Les Brown. I said, yes, I took a leap of faith. Then J.B. asked me several months later, would you like to do a project leader with Ignite Your Wisdom? I said, I would love to know your system. And because I got confidence from writing, because I went in to being project leader, so I saw the system, I had the confidence to say a leap of faith and create the 21 Days to Your Best You, Keys for a Life of Excellence. I wanted to do this, ladies and gentlemen, for decades. But I resisted doing a ghostwriter because I wanted to go in. I took a leap of faith. And when JB says, I know how busy you are, but I also know your story, that you wanted to start out with less, but it just didn't fit. And your story about being paralyzed from the shoulders on up was a much better fit, but you got to be hungry, all right? With wisdom, it was the wisdom of being a single parent and figuring out my life post two boys being out of the nest as men. Then we had Ignite Your Faith. It was a perfect time to write the trifecta and now to have four books. It is absolutely the balanced number. So take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith from your limiting beliefs. Take, and it's A-L-F, T-A-L-F. That's our new little slogan for tonight. Did you have a T-A-L-F? Because if you don't have a take a leap of faith movement, then you only live H-A-L-F, which you're only living halfway. Go ahead and commit to T-A-L-F. That's taking a leap of faith. And I can truthfully say now with JB's encouragement and Ignite's encouragement behind me, as JB said to me, it's time for the little bird to fly out of the nest. And I said, really? That's how Healthopedia came about with these 42 authors doing an anthology of faith, because I said yes to JB and that electrifying pink hair and her vision. I took a leap of faith. And guess what? If you could continue to take a leap of faith, you too can be the next one, because Ignite Publishing is doing Ignite Your Courage, Ignite Your Purpose. These are the next two books that are being developed over the summer. But right now, we are celebrating Ignite Your Faith. Peter Mingles, guess what? This is Sunday night, And we always start with you. You were my first media person when I got back into this line of business once I got away from corporate America when I married Bob Baer after he shagged me on the beach. And I just said, I want to do my business my way. I want to say thank you, Peter Mindel, for taking a leap of faith on me. Now, almost 9 years later, how many pages of shows are on buildingfortunesradio.com? How many times have we taken a leap of faith together? Because as Les Brown says, what we need in this world is a collective, heart-centered community of servant-led leaders. This is what you're going to hear from my three guests tonight, Jamie Matheson, Ash Batani, and Jamise Pickney, three of our wonderful Ignite Your Faith authors. Then tomorrow at noon Monday will be Mindset Monday. You can hear on my YouTube channel at Jody Baer. You can go to IgniteTV.com or TraverseTV.com. You can hear it on over on Roku, on Apple, on Spotify, and also on the OTT channel, Traverse TV. You will hear four other authors on Mindset Monday. And then we'll have a matinee for Thursday with four other authors doing my Milkshake Moments matinee style. And then we're going to wind up on launch day Friday, which is June 16th. We will have six authors that we will do another just Friday finisher for launch day. But keep something in mind, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear these stories of faith. Why do we do these stories? Because a story can save a life, can save a business. In this case, with the faith commodity, it can save a soul. So I'm saying on these four platforms, we're going to be doing Igniterama, where all 29 authors will be speaking about them, their story, for their 15 minutes. And we, too, all you have to do is go in on Friday, download the book for free. Now, if you had unlimited Kindle, it doesn't count. So download the book for free. Go down and scroll down. Read a few snippets, a chapter, whether it's mine, Ash's, or Jamise, or Jamie's. Go ahead and do and listen to that story and feel that story. Then write an honest review. We hope it'll be a five-star review. Then pass this on to your friends or buy the book. Why? You're going to want to have it for your own. You will pick up these stories. It will be like your extra devotional book. It will be like your meat and potatoes for the next month. But buy a copy for your own local library. Somebody will pick it up, and it will save a life, save a business, save a soul. And remember, a portion of all these books, whether they're mine, and yes, I am just honored and delighted to say, because of you, my viewing and listening audience, we were able to donate another $15,000 to the Danya Zafar Memorial School of Hope. Danya, who died tragically in a fire, in a hotel fire in Montreal, just tragically with six of her girlfriends. She was the graphic artist of our book, 21 Days to Your Best You. We were able, with AI and some inspiration and faith, to recreate it. But the original sketches for our book, Ignite Your Faith, burn up in the fire. So this is along with Danya's story that won't be in the book, but there will be a memorial to her. Because this is how we do that collective, heart-centered, absolutely servant-driven community. We lift people up, we save souls, and we make legacies. Let's take a commercial break, Peter, and let's come back and let's take a listen and take a feel for the energy and the inspiration of my three guests. Back to you, Peter.
We will be right back. Here's a quick commercial break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketing'sNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear, and we're going to take that leap of faith with her first co-author. And Jody, her microphone is on.
Wonderful. Jamie Matheson, my goodness gracious. I will just say you better be sitting down, grab a box of Kleenex. But Jamie Matheson from Idaho, just because she just said, I am going to do this because I'm from Idaho. And she, and a lifelong professional RN now, is the RN for Pushing Hope. And with this, I'm saying welcome to Building Fortunes Radio, Jamie. We've gotten to be fast friends this week now, haven't we?
Absolutely, we have.
So why did you say yes to Ignite and taking the leap of faith and our Facebook?
There were several reasons. I have always wanted to share my message of hope and faith. When I was 29 years old, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. It was a very aggressive type of cancer. There was no specific chemo treatment for it at the time. To the surprise of the doctors involved, the oncologists, everybody around us, I was able to survive. And the reason I feel like I was able to survive and come through this was all of the gifts of hope, all of the gifts that came from so many different places, from my medical team, also from, I read during chemo, the Chicken Soup for the Soul Cancer Survivors book was at the oncologist's office. I read that during chemo, and I don't remember all of the stories, but I really remember how it made me feel. And I felt like I was going to be able to make a difference after this, that I wasn't going to be a number. I was going to be someone who made a difference. And now more than ever, I think the world needs hope and faith. Yes. So I want to embody that and share hope with the world, become a world hopeologist.
Yes, the RN hopeologist. You now have your name. And you can just put after your name, Jamie. Jamie Matheson, RNHO, hopeologist. You now have got two more initials. That's what I see. Now, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to tell you a lot of the book because you got to buy the book. All right, but just tell us a little tickler, a little trailer, a little teaser about you and your story, please.
My story in the book is about the day that I was closest to death. I didn't think that I was going to make it. I was wondering which one of my children were going to come through the door from school and find me. It took everything I could do to crawl from the living room across our kitchen to where I could have access to a phone to maybe call for help. And I couldn't stand up. I literally had to crawl. So I finally got to the end of our hallway where our house was built in 1890. And so we had a very small door. Our doorway was about 2 feet wide. And so I, pushed the bathroom door open and it hit the backside of the tub. And so I was able to wedge myself and use it as a ramp and slide myself up the doorway so I could stand and then maybe, slide myself down the hall in a standing position to get to the phone. And as I stood up, I looked in the mirror and caught a glimpse of something, but I was so close to death that my physical reflection was no longer there. I was caught in a gaze with my soul. And this moment changed me forever. People talk about deathbed repentance. There is no time for deathbed repentance at that point. The time for repentance, making amends, is the minute you realize that something has gone awry. You take care of it immediately because you never know when you're going to step out of this life. And so I want to share that. And also that actually was not my Ignite Faith moment in this story. So grab the book, read it, find out what it was.
Oh, just leave us hanging. That a girl. And I know you kind of touched on this before, but just briefly, anything else you want to say about what you're called to say by why faith is so important at this time of our culture?
So many people have lost faith in our systems, our establishments, our government, our churches, our, you know, community leaders, things like that. We are the most important person in our lives. We are the ones that we need to have faith in ourselves. We need to learn to trust our inner voices once again, because when you look in the mirror and you catch the glance of the person, that soul staring back at you, you need to realize that that is the one person that has the most effect on your life, on your family's life, who you become and what they become. And so count on that person. Learn to listen to your inner voice. Create a relationship with your inner voice. Learn to trust it. Learn to have faith in yourself once again. That is the most important thing we can do. You know, our Creator put us here because He had faith in us. So we need to continue that and have faith in ourselves.
Beautiful. And please share your power quote that was the focal point of your chapter.
My power quote is, listen to your inner voice.
Boy, we have listened to you, Jamie, and I could listen to you all day. Thank you for sharing on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ash Patani, you are my little sister. You know this. When you had spent 5 days in a hotel room at Money and You with J.B. Owen and Ash Patani and myself, and she saw health coaching in action with those Ziploc bags that I take as I travel. But my goodness gracious, Ash Patani, what I have seen you in action with this faith journey, I just want to acknowledge you for stepping up, taking a leap of faith, and being the project leader of this project with Ignite Your Faith. You've done a splendid job. You have done thoughtful masterminds, and it just shows that you are the empowered woman, as you are an empowerment and intuitive coach. You walk your talk as well. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio, Ash.
Thank you, Dr. Yuri, and thank you, Peter. What a privilege and honor to be on this show. We're take a leap of faith. We started with it, and the faith is guiding us way through. Thank you for bringing me in.
Oh, thank you for being here. And so why did you say yes, not only for writing your chapter in Ignite Your Faith, but for being project leader, Ash?
So this is my second book with Ignite. Earlier I signed up as Ignite Forgiveness. I was an author. The journey of forgiveness unfolded so much in me. So when the Ignite Faith came, I said, there is one more chapter which has to come through me, because the faith is the journey which not only I talk or walk, it's the thing I sleep with and I wake up. My day starts with the faith and it ends with the faith. So when they asked me, do you want to be a project leader? I said, yeah, because what else I can do? And better than I can do, because the faith is the thread of my life, which is having all the beads in, and that's such a beautiful necklace I'm wearing of faith in my life.
Oh, and so we can just feel the necklace being on radio. That's just gorgeous. And I can truthfully say there's always one more chapter. There's one more piece of inspiration out of you, Ash, for sure. So give us a quick just a quick little teaser of what you and your chapter is about in this book.
So my chapter in the book is saying, Faithing the Way Through. And boy, how my journey started. My journey started with my grandpa when I went to ask him for a little brother. And he just said, go and ask. And it's a journey of a child finding the faith for herself. With just one line, go and ask. And it's telling you, ask whom, because in this big world, you feel lost, even with so much information. But my grandpa knew that it's better to show the flashlight instead of holding the hand and making the path very differently for me, instead of letting me go and figure out my own way and finding the faith in my own life and really experiencing it.
Beautiful. Yes. You are a flashlight to all who know you, by the way. So why do you feel that faith is so important at this time in our, with our current events and everything else, the chaos going on around us?
So faith taught me to ask why not me instead of my why me? So it provides me comfort and solace in uncertainty. Whenever anything happens in the life, I ask God, why not me? So what are you teaching me? So faith requires us to just stand and find the strength. If we do not have it, we can lean on others to find that strength. And that's what this book is going to do. When you feel that fear and doubt are coming on your way, the faith book is going to give you a glimpse of somebody else's life, somebody else's struggle, and somebody else finding out the faith, how they found faith and how faith found them, so they can survive in a much better way. Not surviving, thriving. I'm thriving because of faith. Thanks.
Oh, that is so true. Just why not me? Finding the faith. So please share with our last little bit of time together, share your power quote that you anchored your whole chapter around.
Faith is a beacon of hope that shines through the darkest of times. And I mean it. Whenever you feel like you're in the dark time, you can find that flashlight. You turn it on and say, God, why not me? And God will take your hand and show you what he wants because he's a big dreamer.
I just say all of us to getting together at Igniterama and holding up our cell phones and turning on the flashlight and say, we're all a flashlight. We're a beacon of hope. There we go, because you have given me such a beautiful word picture, because Ashpatani, you are a beautiful soul. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for just doing what you've done for this project and the success of this, a hitting international bestseller, but thank you for who you are.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm. And Jamise, my goodness gracious, boss lady, boss coach, but this is what I know. She's a designer in so many things that, frankly, she has an alias name. So when you go on Facebook, it may or may not be Jamise, because she can be more than one person. That's where your fame goes, Jamise. So welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you being the boss lady, boss coach, and just being the one that did just an abundance for this book as well. And you and Ash were just like Bobsy twins here, for sure. So I would love to hear about why you said yes to your additional role in with JB, but also why you said yes to this this beautiful book, Ignite Your Faith.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Peter and Dr. Bear, for having not just myself, but my sisters in faith on the call tonight. Well, I want to start by just saying congratulations to you and all of your success with the book. I think myself, looking at you and other authors who just kind of taking, and I'm going to take your acronym, TALF, taking a leap of faith, have really just inspired and encouraged me. When I said yes to this book as Ash, I am a second-time author with Ignite. I wrote in Ignite Your Wisdom. That was my first writing experience with Ignite, and it was such an incredible opportunity to learn and grow and be educated on the writing process. As you mentioned, you know, when you were talking about your experiences with Les and you just wanting to lean in, I really leaned into the book, into the process. And by the end, I was, you know, asked and talking with JB, why don't you be a project leader? This will be great. And so with many of us and JB, I get the can attitude, right?
yeah.
You know, the creator is speaking to you. You got to have a little attitude, and then no matter what, she's going to either convince you to say yes or, you know, through faith, you're just going to go ahead and take that leap. And I think for me, it was a combination of both. So that's how I ended up in Ignite Your Faith as a project leader. But I really wanted to write in the book because faith is just who I am and how I live my life. So this was an exciting opportunity.
Opportunity, and you know what the next step is. You know, you're destined to write your solo book with JB, just like Ash is. I'm just saying she's got this system of it. Take a leap of faith and then just do the next level. But coming back to your beautiful story in there, and yes, I read, you know, Jamie's and Ash's and yours, and I mean, I really did go through some Kleenex. This book will do that for you in a just a beautiful way, but Tell us a little tickler, snippet about you and your chapter, please.
Yeah, I love those words, that tickler, the trailer. You know, this book, when I wrote it in Wisdom, it really was kind of the tale of an expression of, you know, that little 9-year-old girl and where she ended up in life. And so in faith, I really wanted to share one of my, I believe, one of my most incredible journeys of faith, and that is when I was told that you have cancer, you know. And I talk about in that story, you know, circumstances that led up to that diagnosis and, you know, the turn of events that the Lord allowed me to experience. That would make me realize, okay, you need to go get tested. And because this happened, I had to go to the doctor, and then I had to get tested. And then the revelation of this word came forth, you have cancer. And then my journey post that, how I got through that and where I am today. And I'll just say, you know, today I'm 7 years cancer-free by faith, praise the Lord. And I'm really excited to share that story with the world. You know, things that, you know, happened to you, you know, and then the doors will open or some doors will close that will force you to continue moving forward and walking in faith. And he'll place people in your life, the doctors, as Jamie stated, you know, the people come along and you have this reckoning with life where you see your life kind of flash before your eyes, like, what's going to happen after this, you know, or in the midst of this. But God is faithful, and that's what I share, and ignite your faith. So the listeners, you got to go get it. You got to go get it. It's some incredible stories that we're sharing.
From igniting faith, you do become faithful. And I know that especially because cancer's on the rise. By the way,
yeah.
Because you're on the other side, Jamise, being one that is too a thriver, I call it the little C. It's never the big C anymore. It's just the little C. So why do you believe that faith is so important at this time in our present culture?
Yeah, I think faith is, it helps you to combat unbelief. It gives you something to hope for. It motivates us to do what God has stated for us to do, desires for us in our lives. It's a compass, right? And it's a guide. And I think it illuminates our path to those higher things that we may not in the natural, you know, believe. You know, again, there's a scripture that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it's hard to believe in something that you don't see. But faith gives us that. If you keep believing, you keep hoping, you keep pushing, you keep striving, you know, you will see, you know, the revelation of that will manifest itself. And so it's very important in a time today where things are crazy, you know, and you just kind of look up and say, but God. And so for that, I stand on faith. I walk in faith and do my best. You know, we're not perfect, but I definitely do my best to live a life of faith and just believing that God, what he has for me is for me.
Beautiful. And I know that that the creator of all gave you a power quote for this book. So please share what it is.
Well, my power quote actually is, faith is my strength and hope for tomorrow. Faith is my strength and hope for tomorrow. And so
I'm hearing several songs. Oh my goodness, I'm hearing songs that, you know, is my faith and hope for tomorrow. But finish up.
And hope for tomorrow. Faith is my strength and hope for tomorrow. And I just wanted to just get a plug in for my mother, who's also writing in this book, Joanne Latimer.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, she had 5 girls. I'm the oldest, and we pretty much grew up on this saying of hers. Faith says, keep your mind in spiritual serenity, KISS.
Ooh.
And she always say, kiss your mind, and kiss is keep your mind in spiritual serenity. And so another, you know, pocket of faith and encouragement that we would get from even our mom, and I'm just so proud that she's a writer in this book too and is sharing her story.
And my goodness, when I saw that your mom was going to be this and just circumstances preempted her from being here with you, Jimmy, I'm really glad you said this because the first time I saw Joanne pop up on the screen in our West Brown Coach Run, I thought, now that woman's got it. You talk about faith, so get ready.
Yeah.
You've got this. Thank you, Jamise, for sharing. And Peter, what I'm going to do is say that we'll still be on track for our 45-minute call, but I just want to share a couple of minutes about Jody Bear writing in this book because it was truly a journey. My power quote is, have faith, do faith, live faith. I think it's you have it, then you do it, then you live it. And my title of my story is Messengers on the Shoulder. Now, I call them messengers as opposed to, I think somebody's got a hot mic. Thanks, Peter, for getting that. But I call them messengers. They're commonly called angels. But I was at a time where I was hit by a drunk driver. I careened off the road enough that I took 3.5 turns of centrifugal turns in the air and landed not 75 south, but 75 north. And I can truthfully say, in that time of need, I said, and I call him by his original name, Yahuwah, save me. And he did. The creator of all saved me. That is my story. How did that happen? Because we don't, when we have faith, we don't get seconds. It's not sloppy seconds. Sloppy seconds, oh, no. No, you get your best. You get the best from Jamie not seeing her shadow to coming back on the other side. You see somebody who empowers to find her faith that journey through me, that she can become a flashlight like Ash. You see that journey of faith through Jamish. She says, I'm faithful. Just keeping it K-I-S-S, keeping it just in serenity and taking that leap of faith. You'll need it. You got a new word. It's not half, it's health. It's TALF, T-A-L-F, take that leap of faith. When I took that leap of faith and I had faith, and I said, Yahuwah, help me. Who did he send? He sent me two of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life. Our creator doesn't give us sloppy seconds. These two messengers on the shoulder of my smoldering car look like Owen Wilson and Prince Harry when he had more hair. Okay, I'm just telling you, they were handsome. And as they pulled me out of this car, and we were walking just a few steps, I heard an explosion and a fire. The car blew into smithereens, and I was saved. Have faith, do faith, live faith. And when you have that, you have everything. When you have that anticipation, as Jimmy said, of things not seen and things hoped for. You have hope. You've heard me say, when you listen to my and watch my opening of my TV show, there is hope. It stands for H is heal, go down into you, because no one can heal you like you can heal. Go up in opportunity. That's the O. Come in positivity to be and live the law of attraction and to go out in empowerment to change yourself first and to change the world. Remember, you can see us all on Saturday. You can go to my website, drjody.com/live-upcoming-events, and you can fill the link. You can go to ignitetv.com from noon to 8. You will be absolutely riveted for the most amazing 8 hours. You know, 8 is the number of change. But I wanted to share, isn't it interesting? There are 29 authors. You put that number together, it's 11. Which is an angelic, a messenger number, but you got to do it one more time. It's one, because it's one. It's one faith. It's your faith. The number one is a divine number. And I end with my quotable poem I wrote over 2 decades ago, and I have used it several times on the radio show, but it is so, so pivotal and poignant for this time. And it goes like this. Our creator said, build a better world. And I simply said, can you show me how? This world is such a cold, dark place. It's so complicated now. I am just one, so passionate, yet helpless, for there is so much here to do. Then I felt his spirit, his loving touch, and his voice when he spoke to me and said, just build a better world, my dear child. Just start with you giving healing and hope, and then go from this one, then go to two. Ladies, this is what we're doing. 29 authors, this is what we're doing. We're feeling that loving touch, that voice, and we're feeling a better world to give healing and hope. Then start with this one and go to two. Then you have begun your life's work to build a better you. because faith is that formless substance that permeates, penetrates, and builds the inner spaces of the universe. But as Wallace D. Wattles, who coined that phrase, said, but what if that universe inside that permeates and penetrates and fills the inner spaces of the universe, that is you with faith. That's what you can do. Thank you, Jamise. Thank you, Ash. Thank you, Jamie, for making this better world, starting with one and two, because together we can build a better you. Just take a leap of faith and ignite your faith with us. Back to you, Peter.
Yikes. This was such a great radio show. When I built Building Fortunes Radio, I knew we would be able to do wonderful things, and I'm so glad we're able to provide a platform where people can hear these wonderful stories. And I want to say thank you to the ladies that were here personally. Each one of those stories were just amazing. So this leap of faith, I mean, it's just amazing. So if anybody was down and they could read some of those chapters or on this radio show hear some of their voices, they could hear the power of these powerful women just say, you know, come on, man, or whatever it might be, the words for you to be able to carry on and be able to find the strength so you'll be able to help other people as well. So there's a lot of people that probably need to hear this book or read this book. So buy them by the dozen. Give them away like it's candy because it'll make a difference in some people's lives. So I just got to share with you. So I'm going to say thank you to the ladies that were here. We're going to replay this next week for Father's Day as well, which is really fitting because a lot of people may or may not have their dads. And this is a spiritual time as well, so faith really means something. So I really appreciate each one of those individual stories. And Jody, I got to say thank you for bringing these wonderful people and this wonderful project to Building Fortunes Radio. So I'm at a loss for words. So thank you very much, and I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you, Peter, because it's really, you can choose, ladies and gentlemen, to live halfway, or you can change the H to T and live halfway. Take a leap of faith. Do it with us today. Start with one and go to two. And you, my fellow listening audience, you can build a better you. Thank you for allowing me this platform to build a better you with you, Peter. And we'll check you next time. Ciao for now.
Thanks, ladies.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.